Hey everybody, Danger here. If you haven't checked it out, palspodcast.com. Go to it, bookmark it. We'll see you there. Also, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter so you're up to date. Do it. Enjoy the next episode, number 22. Time for Pals.
Welcome to episode number 22. Lorenzo and Brian here. How's everybody doing? Brian, how's your week? What's up?
My week's going good. I'm still a little sick, still recovering. This cold is kicking my butt.
When Brian gets sick, Brian gets sick.
It's been over a year since the last time I got sick, so I was due. To get really sick.
So you just been recovering and hanging out, or what?
Yeah, I just been coughing a lot, not really doing much. See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I won't edit that one out.
All right. How about you?
My week's going pretty well, you know, doing the work thing, doing some research. I don't have a bus story this week, but I have something related to a bus story. It has to...
What is it? Is it a train story?
No, it has to deal with me waiting for the bus.
Okay.
So I'm at one of the bus stops. I take three buses to get home. I'm at one of the bus stops, and I see a piece of delivery car pull up to the local apartments right there. And I started thinking, I was like, wow, pizza delivery is really awesome.
Yeah.
Hot food right at your door. Less than 30 minutes sometimes. But us as people, as a society, how awesome is that? Like back in the 1940s, was there Pizza Hut, Little Caesars, Domino's that would drop off at your front door? No. I think that's freaking amazing how things come.
It is pretty cool.
So I just wanted to share that real quick. Anyways, that was my input of insight as Brian is dying. Wow, Brian.
I'm sorry. I just took a cough drop too to try and avoid that and just make him up. Dang, I got all red too. Man.
Jeez.
Ugh.
Brian, what the heck?
It's rough. All right.
So let's up.
Let's add some pep in this podcast. I guess we can't really do a week in review. No, we
Why
can.
Is that?
We can.
I have a week review right here.
Yeah,
ready.
That's right. I forgot.
I did
Sorry.
My homework.
All right. Let's do it. Let's jump right in.
All right. I'll start it off because I don't know if Brian is prepared.
I am prepared. It just doesn't seem that way.
Hey, playing games before your flight takes off will get you kicked off if you're playing on your iPad, iPod, any kind of electrical device. But Alec Baldwin did not want to get off his phone because he was playing Words with Friends. American Airlines kicked him off, Brian, because he did not want to turn it off for them to take off.
Wow. Is it that important? Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, Alec Baldwin, the Baldwin brothers, they all have an addicting personality, and that game is pretty addicting. So I can understand him being upset.
Me and Lorenzo play that game, which it's his turn, and he hasn't gone in a while.
Because I'm busy preparing for this podcast, listeners, to bring the best that I can bring.
The way we play, though, we play with three games at the same time, so we're constantly going. If we can both get on at the same time, we're constantly going, and like there's never any wait time. I like that.
Yep.
All right. So, speaking of electronics.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten tired of like you have a power cord and it's like 2 inches too short for where you need to be? Like the outlet is just like 2 inches too far away?
Yes.
Well, an inventor came up with an idea to make stretchable USB charging cables.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they'll stretch to 1.5 times the original length.
Jeez, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think this is a great invention. Why hasn't anyone thought of that earlier?
Because they're too busy thinking of other things. I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, it's cool.
Well, speaking of stuff that's cool, you guys want to see a total eclipse of the moon?
Yes.
If you live in the western or central part of the U.S. and Canada, you will be able to see the total moon eclipse just before dawn on December 10th, 2011. This is going to be awesome. It won't happen again till 2014.
That's cool.
So mark your calendar.
We actually get to see it over here?
Just before dawn. So all our listeners that are in India, Italy, Egypt, I'm sorry. But we'll take pictures. And we'll post it on Facebook or something like that.
I will take a picture with my fancy new camera I got for my birthday.
It is a fancy camera, ladies and gentlemen.
Canon all the way. So speaking of celestial bodies.
Oh, E.T.
Scientists have discovered a huge water deposit on Mars.
Okay.
It is just below the surface, and they think it can be used in the future for exploration and colonization of the red planet.
I saw Total Recall. Creeps me out about Mars.
So many good lines from that movie.
So many. Speaking about movies, Joss Whedon. Listeners who do not know Joss Whedon, he is the person who brought you Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, and the TV series. And also, he's worked on Angel, Dollhouse, and he's currently working on The Avengers, the movie, which is due to come out next year sometime.
May 2012.
No, thank you, Brian. But he has also produced a new movie called Cabin in the Woods. Now, this movie went to the wayside because MGM went bankrupt. It was supposed to be out last year, but Lionsgate picked it up, and they're going to release it in April 2012. The trailer just came out a couple days ago, and all the Josh fans are eating it up, Brian. I just watched this trailer, and let me tell you, it's pretty interesting. You start watching the trailer, you're like, oh, I've already seen this movie. It looks like Saw, or it looks like, I can't think of that movie right now, but another, you know, cabin movie.
Like, I thought it kind of looked like Friday the 13th in the beginning.
Kind of like that, but it looks totally awesome. We will put the trailer up on Facebook. There's a lot of, if you're a Joss Whedon fan, you'll see some Joss Whedon actors that he's used before.
Interesting tidbit about that movie. You mentioned that it was postponed because MGM collapsed. Another movie, the only other movie that MGM had in the pipeline, was Red Dawn. And so that movie got postponed also. And the thing that connects both those movies is that they both star Chris Hemsworth. They both have Thor in them. So this guy has actually been acting in movies for like years, but all his movies have gotten like postponed. What's up with that guy?
I don't know. Tough luck, but actually those two movies are due to come out next year, so I'm excited. I'm patiently waiting for the trailer for Red Dawn.
Me too. I'm excited for that one. So, speaking of movies.
All right.
RoboCop and Buckaroo Banzai himself, Peter Weller, has signed on for the Star Trek sequel.
Has he? I heard someone else, some girl signed on to be... But you know who's going to be the villain in that movie?
Who?
Benicio del Toro.
Wrong.
No, what are you talking about?
They are denying that Benicio del Toro is playing Khan in the movie, and there's actually a lot of skepticism whether Benicio del Toro is actually in the movie.
Where did you get this information? Because I got my information from the interwebs, and the interwebs are always true.
Yeah, I got mine from the interwebs too, but I got mine yesterday.
I got mine today.
Yeah, there's a lot of conflicting reports as to whether he's in there. It goes all along with J.J. Abrams and his very...
That's true.
You know, mysterious way about making the films. He doesn't really like to let out a lot of information about them, which is good, because I hate when a lot of things are spoiled. So, we'll see. It's still... This movie's not going to come out until probably late 2013, if even then. So... We still got a lot of time to wait, but I'm interested to see Buckaroo Banzai, a.k.a. RoboCop, a.k.a. Peter Weller, playing at least one of the villains in the movie.
That's true. Wait and see, everybody. Wait and see. I don't know what I'm saying. Wait and I don't know how to speak English, Brian.
I know you don't.
So, okay, weekend preview. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend is my girlfriend's 1980s themed 30th birthday party. Oh, crap, I said her age.
Oh, dun-dun. She doesn't listen anyways.
She doesn't listen anyways. She doesn't listen this far. She listens for the first 5 minutes to get the view counted, and then she turns it off. So I think we're good.
Yeah, this is the one she decides to listen all the way through.
She's like, I'm going to be a good girlfriend this time and listen to the whole podcast.
So 80s theme party.
Yes.
Who's, at least please tell me someone's going to be there as Elf. Alf.
I don't know, but that's a good idea.
That would be awesome. That's a great idea. That sounds like a pretty fun weekend.
Yeah, what about you?
I'm probably going to be working around the house here, getting prepared to possibly move in the near future. So that's what I'm going to be doing.
I think you should take out the word possibly, because I think it's pretty definite that you guys are going to move.
Yes, that's true.
I don't think the new owners of the house are going to let you stay, unless you're on 2.5 men, and they will, but you're not.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's so weird. All right, Brian, what are we going to talk about this week? Do we have a topic?
Yes, it is an extended version of our weekend review.
That is true.
This week we're going to talk about the adventure that me and Lorenzo had over this weekend, where we got together, decided to do some geocaching, and make a freaking website out of nothing like it's magic.
So, well, I think it was last Thursday after the podcast, we decided to be like, okay, this weekend, we're going to do some geocaching, and we're going to build the Pals Podcast website. And we did it, ladies and gentlemen. We stuck to our plans, and we actually did it. So I took the bus ride out. Yes, I took a bus, inter-county bus, to downtown Riverside. And I tell you what, OCTA, get on that free Wi-Fi, man. The Riverside, the RTA, has free Wi-Fi, which was awesome. Met up with Brian in downtown Riverside, and we just went straight geocaching.
Yeah, it was fun. We the first place we went to was a park.
Central Park in downtown Riverside.
Found one cache there, didn't find another. And then Lorenzo was like, hey, there's a taco shop around the corner. I feel like tacos, and there's a cache there. Let's go. I was like, all right, let's go.
And this type of cache was very typical. We didn't need the GPS. I just needed the name of it and the hint, and I knew where right. I knew where to go, and there it was, and we signed the log, and then we went inside to get some tacos.
As we step in the door, I notice there's a guy with a huge camera right in my face, and then I look to my left, there's a chick with her boobies falling out. They were doing a photo shoot right inside the taco place.
At like 10 in the morning.
Yeah. It was so weird. There was two models and two photographers there, and they're just doing a straight up photo shoot.
We got our tacos, and then we headed to East Highland, California, and we did some geocaching out there. Brian took me to an intense. They rate the geocaches, so when you're on geocaching.com by Groundspeak, you can see. Okay, this. This geocache that I want to go find, there's a difficulty rating of how easy it is to find and a difficulty of the terrain. And one of these, the difficulty to find was not, it was pretty easy to find according to them. But the terrain was a 5, I believe, Brian.
Yeah.
And it earned that 5.
It sure did. It was on a very steep slope that you had to go pretty much all the way down, but not to the bottom, so you're still on the slope, and it was grassy and slippery and things poking out, and I actually found the cache.
Yeah, you did. That was,
picked it up,
funny.
Didn't think it was the cache, and threw it back in the dirt.
And then I was using my GPS on my phone. I went back to where Brian was standing. I'm like, are you sure this isn't it? and I shook it, and there was something inside. I pulled it apart, and there was the log. Good times. We were looking for several of them that Brian could not find, and to no avail, we still couldn't find several of them, but we were able to find a couple of them that he couldn't find I was there.
We only found two of the ones that I had trouble finding. Had to bring in reinforcements, and we didn't find most of the ones that I wanted to, but at least we found two of them.
Yeah, for you geocaches out there and non-geocaches, you have to start learning where things could possibly be hidden, because very early on, you can totally oversee where it could be, and then you get frustrated and you leave and you come back, and then you're like, oh, now I know where to look or try to look, and there it will be. So just a little geocaching lesson.
Yeah.
Take time, take a step back, look at everything, touch everything. It could be right there. It would be right there.
There is a learning curve. And those two geocaches that we did find, they were like pretty obvious. Like, I went looking for them when I was, you know, not that experienced. And if I had gone back, and I probably would have found them.
That's true.
At my current level. But at least we got them. And I'm just bummed that we couldn't find the ones that we didn't. One of the caches, it's kind of unfortunate. Like, I've been to this cache probably 4 times now. No luck. And Lorenzo came, and he couldn't find it either. And we were searching and searching. And we went back to my house and looked up the cache. And the last guy to find it says, left a comment saying, oh, I probably made it harder for the next person to find. Well,
why would you do that?
Why would you do that? I mean, it's obviously hard enough. Why can't you just put it back where it's supposed to be? Why do you have to make it harder? So to make yourself look good, what, no one cares.
All in all, we did find 7 caches on Saturday.
8.
Which was 8.
8. I counted 8.
We found 8.
Yeah.
I got to go count again.
Because my birthday was on Friday, so that happened. And for my birthday, I decided to get 100 caches. So I...
Hold on, back the truck up.
I'm backing it up. I'm in reverse. What's up?
He decided to find his 100th cache.
That's
Brian
right,
had
yeah.
like 94 or 90
I had 92, cache. 93 caches. And I wanted to get my 100th for my birthday. I didn't want to find 100 on my birthday.
Which would be awesome.
That'll be next birthday for my 30th.
Oh, that would be
good. I just dated myself now. Oh.
Anyways, so yeah, Brian did multiple day geocaching.
Yeah, so I found my 100th geocache late on my birthday night. So I was at 100, and then when me and Lorenzo went, after I totaled it up, I have 108 now. So that's how I know we had 8 caches. We found 8 caches, so.
Cool.
Well, so you're missing
one.
I gotta
go back and look at it.
You're missing one.
Yeah, I gotta go look at it. All right, Brian. So we went, once we were done, we went back to Brian's house, popped in a Tombstone Pizza, and said, what do you want to do? You want to watch some Young Guns?
Nope.
While we eat? I'm like, nope. Let's work on this website.
Let us build this website. So Lorenzo had actually purchased the website a few days earlier, and we had logged in to where we need to be, and when you log into this place, is it just nothing but like buttons, and we don't know what anything does or how to do anything. It's, oh crap, we're in over our heads. So that was primarily why Lorenzo came out, was because we needed to do this thing together, because there's no way we're going to be able to do it separately.
So while we were looking at this, we were like, where do we start? Where's the start button? Where's the start here button?
Where's the build website now button?
I was looking for the easy button. There was no red easy button.
Nothing.
Which I'm kind of upset about. But anyways, Brian and I, we do what we do. We figure it out, and we just charge headfirst into it. And that's what we did. We started off at one place, and then we got things done. We started just doing it. We downloaded a program and to help us build a website, And while Brian was on the computer, I was on my iPad looking at YouTube video tutorials.
Yeah, we did a lot of YouTube tutorials.
Which were very helpful.
Some of them were. Some of them weren't so helpful, but some of them really, really helped.
Like this one, okay. I was like, yes, I found a video for exactly what we need. I'm going to watch it. 7 minutes later, it says, please go to my website to finish this video. Okay, I go to this website to finish this video. Oh, please pay $7 to finish watching this video. What?
Yeah. Say what you will, that guy's a good businessman.
Yeah. I shake my fist at you, man. But Brian and I are doing it blindly, and it's looking good so far. For those who don't know yet, palspodcast.com. Check it out. That is our official Pals Podcast website. We're going to be posting our podcast onto that website, and so much more content is going to be going onto that website also. So go to it, bookmark it, and yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, bookmark it. We'll be updating it. Hopefully, we'll try to update it often. Who knows? There'll be some interesting stuff. We're going to work on some content.
Yeah, that's the number one thing right now. Brian and I, we are building it. We are doing our thing. We're getting excited. We're a bunch of like little boys on Christmas morning getting our BB guns. And we ran into something that we got stuck on.
We hit a wall.
I don't know if this wall was necessary. I think we put up this wall intentionally.
I don't know about that.
So there's this little thing on your computer when you have multiple windows open for when you're on your browser. And if you're on Google, it has that little icon. And if you're on, you know, Facebook, it has that little F icon on the top, the tab. And it's called Fave Icon or Fave Icon, whatever. It's the cool little graphic at the top. And Brian and I were like, oh, we can't wait to do that. Let's do this right now. So I'm on my iPad looking at YouTube how to do it. And looking on the internet how to do this.
Yeah.
So we do. We get the little picture ready, Brian and his graphic design skills.
Yeah, I'm building the favicon in the little tiny pixels that it needs to be at.
And then it says, oh, you need to go into the HTML coding and find this and this. What? And that's the easy version, to go into the HTML coding to place it in there so it'll be up there. And we were stuck.
Yeah. If that's the easy version, I don't want to listen to the hard version.
Or even read it.
Yes.
What's going on?
My face will literally melt.
So after almost an hour stuck on that little thing, we decided, hey, how about we do our first post? Which we did. And that was fun. And that's how the ball got rolling. Ta-da, we have a website.
With no fave icon.
It will come. It will come.
It'll get there. Eventually.
Oh, listeners, if you are a website building technician, or you like doing this type of stuff for fun, drop us a line on our Facebook page, or you can go to palspodcast.com and you can click the contact the pals and drop us a message. We'll love to hear from you. We'll love to have you help us, and we'll give you a shout out. We'll do something, because that would be really interesting if one of our listeners help us continue building our website.
Yeah. And even if you don't, I mean, if you're just a fan listening, go to our website, check it out. Leave us a comment. Tell us how you like the website, whether you dig the colors, dig the design, dig the layout. Let us know, because we're in the process of building it, so we could change whatever we want. We probably will change it up a bit. But, yeah, let us know.
And fans and listeners of this podcast, we wouldn't be able to do it without you guys. You have inspired Brian and I onto a whole new level, and we're trying to bring you the best that we can bring of the podcast and the website. And there will be more in the near future from us. It's going to be interesting. So get into this Pals Podcast vehicle. Put on your seatbelt. Or if you like to live like Matthew Scogan, don't put the seatbelt on, because it's going to be a bumpy and fun ride, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it will be.
I think this week is going to be a short podcast because we're currently transferring everything over to the website. We're currently working on it. So, Brian, do you have a quote of the week?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Let's see. Well, do you have a quote of the week?
I always have a quote to say.
Why don't you say that quote that you always said up in the mountains?
I don't remember it. How about you say the quote?
I don't remember mine either.
Yours was the Green Lantern one.
No, I only said that once.
Man, I don't remember what I said. I think about it.
I think mine was a thrice quote.
That is true.
But I don't remember it. Oh, I got it. No, I don't. I remember part of it. I'm just going to look like a butthole if I can only remember part of it.
All right. Here's another quote from one of my favorite movies. And this is how we're going to end this week's podcast. Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you by Brian and I. Here it is. One of the greatest lines of this movie. Let's finish the game.